6.
And I want to thank Craig. Craig, thank you so much for renewing your membership in Portland. Thank you so much, Craig. And I want to thank Kelly. Kelly has taken Amy up on the offer for dinner.
All right. Thank you,
and
Kelly.
Kelly is actually renewing her membership in memory of her dad. Thank you so much, Kelly, who is here in person. So I get to get off the mic and give her a tour of the station now.
Her dad is... Ray also gave online. Ray from North Portland says, thank you for making my world bigger. KBOO is the radio station where I first heard Desmond Tutu, Amy Goodman, Joanne Hardesty, and many more good folks. KBOO is the place I've heard hip-hop, native, R&B, and other music that I would never hear anywhere else. I feel much more a part of the community with you here. Thank you, Ray, and we want to thank you next. Call right now. Support KBOO. Support News and Public Affairs Day. Do it now. 877-500-5266. We're going to the evening news. We want those phones to ring. 877-500-KBOO.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 5 o'clock. Coming up next is your KBOO evening news.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Vanport Mosaic Festival, May 26th through the 29th, at various locations throughout North and Northeast Portland. The second annual Vanport Mosaic Festival will offer an exploration of the history and legacy of Vanport through a series of films and plays, lectures and conversations, and guided tours. Audiences will be invited to reflect upon the journeys of those who lived and died in the city of Vanport. As part of the festival, there will be screenings of a selection of Vanport oral histories. Again, that's the Vanport Mosaic Festival, May 26th through the 29th, at various locations throughout North and Northeast Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
And now, your daily volunteer-produced community newscast, the KBOO Evening News.
Coming up on the KBOO Evening News, Northwest Portland is under threat from asbestos ash after last Sunday's warehouse fire.
And although the school bond was the big issue, Tuesday's special election resulted in the passage of all three ballot measures.
And Trump left the country today for a 9-day, 5-city trip through the Middle East and Europe.
Good evening. This is the KBOO Evening News for Friday, May 19th, 2017, and the 113th day of the Trumpocalypse. I'm Linda Olson Osterlund.
And I'm Ruben Lawrence. Residents in the northern end of the Pearl woke up to an unusual sight this morning, people walking the neighborhoods in hazmat suits. It turns out that Sunday night's fire in Northwest Portland did more than just level a large warehouse and grind traffic to a halt on the Fremont Bridge. It released large quantities of asbestos. According to the Department of Environmental Quality, wind-blown ash containing asbestos may have traveled as much as 2 miles from the site of the fire. Officials from the DEQ became concerned about the possibility of asbestos debris as early as Monday, and on Thursday they posted signs in Northwest Portland warning residents not to touch any debris they find. In a public statement, Keith Johnson of the Oregon DEQ said, quote, "Because it's wind-blown and ashen, if you touch it, it will crumble into dust immediately, which could increase your exposure to the asbestos." With the rise in temperatures, the DEQ is also worried about the asbestos becoming airborne and are continuing to monitor air quality. Asbestos is a known carcinogen that has been directly linked to lung cancer and mesothelioma, a rare aggressive form of cancer that develops in the lining of the lungs, abdomen, or heart. If you live in an area where asbestos may have landed, do not touch it. To protect yourself, make sure to wash your hands and your children's hands, as well as the feet of your pets.
Oregon's budget shortfall is threatening funding levels for many statewide programs, including education. In addition, educators are also worried about federal funds for schools. Eric Tegetoff of the Oregon News Service has this report.
As Oregon educators watch Salem to see how education funding will fare in this year's negotiations, they also are keeping one eye on the uncertainty at the federal level. A 2018 budget from the Trump administration is expected next week and most likely will include large cuts to domestic programs in order to balance the budget. Lori Wimmer, government relations consultant for Oregon Education Association, says the federal budget won't affect what happens in Oregon classrooms too much, but it could hurt students in other ways, especially those from low-income families.
We would expect that Oregon would do everything it could to compensate for the loss of those federal dollars, not necessarily in our operational budget so much, but in trying to find a way to plug the holes, such as in student nutrition services.
How Oregon could plug these holes remains a mystery, though. This week, economists forecast Oregonians might receive a $400 million kicker when they do their taxes next year because of higher-than-expected revenue. But that won't do much to help the state's budget shortfall, which is around $1.4 billion. The mystery for funding the state's education budget remains, too. OEA supports House Democrats' proposal, which would raise taxes on businesses with sales of more than $5 million in Oregon, bringing in $2 billion for schools and other services over the next biennium. OEA President Hannah Vandering says schools are under increasing pressure to graduate more students, but can't be expected to achieve higher results without an investment from the state.
You can't demand things without actually making an investment to get it done. No business could do that. Why does anyone believe that public education could do it?
Oregon Republicans oppose the Democrats' tax proposal and say the state must rein in its spending. However, teachers can see the budget crisis in their classrooms every day. Oregon has the third largest class size in the nation. Springfield High School Spanish teacher Sarah Thornton says her large class sizes take a toll on her and the education her students get.
You teach a class of 25 a lot different than you teach a class of 35. You know, behavior management becomes an issue as far as making sure that all the kids are engaged and you're including as many as possible.
Oregon's per-student funding ranks 39th in the nation, according to Education Week. For Oregon News Service, I'm Eric Tegetoff.
KBOO volunteers have stepped up their game to bring you this locally produced newscast every single evening. So now we're asking you to do the same. Joining us now are Jenka and Ani to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
Thank you, and I urge you to call right now and support this station on this News and Public Affairs Day. This is the day that we devote to news and public affairs, and I know that a lot of you out there are listening and maybe haven't contributed before. This is community-powered radio. This means that we depend on your donations in order to make this station go. Your membership monthly contribution of $5 a month goes so far. $10 a month, $20 a month. Is that something that's possible for you to support the locally produced evening newscast? When you think about what you get from KBOO, you're hearing about the funding of the state education budget. You've heard about the school board elections, bond measures, city council. You hear about these things on your KBOO evening news and nowhere else. Nowhere else on the airwaves are you hearing actual local politics and local issues being covered, because all of these commercial stations have cut their funding and they're all going to a nationally syndicated programming. Well, we're real people right here in your community, and that's what you need at a time like this. You need real people bringing you the real news about things that matter to you and things that you can actually make a difference in the local civic community. Please call right now and support KBOO. Can you do $5 a month? 877-500-5266. Maybe this gets you to and from work. Maybe this is what is your lifeblood and keeps you alive and keeps you sane in a time of insanity when you're listening to the news and you say, okay, there are real facts. There is real truth. And here it is. People are bringing it to me on the KBOO News because I know and trust these folks. They're right here in my community. They're going to city council themselves and they're coming back with these stories. We urge you to support that. It's so crucial right now that you support this type of locally produced news programming. 877-500-5266. 1-800-273-2266. And if you can do $5 a month or more, we'll give you Amy Goodman's book, Democracy Now! 20 Years Covering the Movements Changing America, her brand new book. You could get that, or if you could do $20 a month, pledge at that level. You don't have to have a penny out of your pocket right now. You just say, okay, every month I'm going to put $20 to KBOO. We set it up. You don't even have to think about it after that. Then you can get Chris Hedges tickets. You can go and see Chris Hedges giving a speech on Friday, May 26th at the Aladdin Theater, or Saturday, May 27th at 2 p.m. with Joe Sacco, the local cartoonist that has done such incredible, amazing work. In fact, he's not even a cartoonist. I think that does him a disservice. He is a graphic journalist. And when you see his work, you'll know what I mean. Maybe you know Joe Sacco and you appreciate his work. And maybe you've heard Chris Hedges. He's on Democracy Now! Periodically giving his in-depth analysis on what's happening, and you hear him on the radio and you can see him in person. Do it right now. Support the evening news. We made our goal for Democracy Now! Thank you, everyone. And we want to make our goal for the evening news. We are almost halfway to our $134,000 goal for this drive. So please support this station, support this show. 877-500-5266. Again, 877-500-KBOO. Take a moment to do it now.
The passage of the largest school bond in state history may have been the highest profile result from Tuesday's special election, but it was not the only question on the ballot. In addition to passing the $790 billion school bond, voters also said yes to two other measures. Ballot measure 26189 increases the city auditor's independence from audited agencies. The measure, which is intended to improve accountability and transparency, was proposed by Portland City Auditor Mary Hall Caballero and unanimously approved for addition to the ballot by the City Council. And in the election, over 85% of the voters showed their approval. Measure 26194 was introduced to modify the city charter and allow the city to collect lodging tax on short-term rentals, including those managed through websites. By agreement with the city, Airbnb already does this, but other online sites such as HomeAway and Vacation Rentals by Owners, generally known as VRBO, do not. The measure became necessary after a federal court ruled that the city had to update its charter language if it wanted to collect taxes from HomeAway. Lodging taxes contribute to the Portland Housing Fund, and voters approved it with a 62% in support. But the primary question on the ballot was around the school bond, which passed by a margin of nearly 2-1. The bond provides desperately needed funding to renovate 4 schools in the system. It also provides funding for health and safety upgrades, including water quality improvement, lead paint and asbestos removal, radon containment, and more.
The U.S. Federal Communications Commission voted 2-1 on Thursday to roll back net neutrality regulations. The proposal, titled Restoring Internet Freedom, would remove Obama-era guidelines that mandate internet service providers to treat all data equally. The FCC passed open internet rules after members of the public flooded them with support for net neutrality. An open internet means that internet service providers cannot block their users from legal websites, slow down internet traffic based on content, or prioritize sites that pay a premium for better services. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai argues that net neutrality is harmful to small internet service providers and slows innovation by decreasing the incentive to expand coverage. His proposal favors a light-touch framework of internet regulation, treating the internet as a commercial service rather than a public utility. The commissioner who voted against the proposal, Mignon Clyburn, called the proposal regulations no-touch. According to him, the public cannot trust internet service providers to put public interest over their own profits. The public now has 90 days to comment on the proposal. To file a comment or complaint about the FCC's efforts to remove net neutrality, Google Proceeding 17-108, click ECFS Proceedings Results, and select New Filing.
You You are listening to the KBOO Evening News. Stay tuned for Counterspin at 5:30, followed by Bread and Roses at 6. At 7, it's Hard Knock Radio, news and views from a hip-hop perspective. On Saturday, morning clouds should give way to a sunny afternoon in Portland. Temperatures will be in the low 70s. East of the Cascades and Hood River, you can expect a partly cloudy day with temperatures in the mid-70s. On this date, in 1921, Congress passed the Emergency Quota Act, effectively ending America's open-door policy to immigrants. The act restricted immigrants from any country to 3% of the number of residents from that same country already living in the United States as of 1910. The act reduced the number of immigrants by over 60% in the first year. The quote of the day is author and activist Aviva Chomsky, who said, quote, "If our goal is to slow immigration, then the best way to do so is to work for a more equitable global system. But slowing immigration is an odd goal if the real problem is global inequality."
With national parks at risk due to climate change, today's report from Climate Connections looks at Youth Works in the Parks, a program to help city kids to develop an appreciation and advocacy for national parks.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Climate change is threatening our national parks. Preserving them will require a long-term commitment and a new generation of champions. A program called Youth Works in the Parks introduces young people, like Salt Lake City High School student Melvin Morano, to the national parks.
When we visited Arches, I just thought there was just that big one that everyone always goes to, but then we found that there are hundreds of them, and then we went to this secret one, which was super cool, and I was like, wow, that's amazing.
The program includes outdoor activities like camping, river rafting, and hiking. Morano's favorite part was sitting around the campfire at the end of the day, while everyone shared stories about why they joined.
Hearing everyone's story during those fires, that was probably my favorite part in it all. I loved those moments.
Youth Works in the Parks is helping kids develop an appreciation of the national parks. And from Morano's perspective, it's working.
It's a really great program that I know for a fact changes lives of many people, and I'm just really grateful and appreciative of that program. Made me realize just how important national parks are in general.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. Learn more at yaleclimateconnections.org.
It's Friday, so as is his custom, President Trump is hopping onto Air Force One and leaving Washington, D.C. But for a change, he's not heading off to one of his resorts for a weekend of golf. Instead, he's off on his first foreign trip as president, a 9-day journey that will take him to Saudi Arabia, Israel, Italy, and Belgium. The trip will not be without challenges, though, and includes the possibility that the president will be confronted by world leaders who may have taken offense to his comments both on the campaign trail and since taking office. On Sunday, the man who refused to back away from the term radical Islamic terrorist will have lunch with leaders of more than 50 Muslim countries. According to the trip schedule provided by National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster, Trump will be giving, quote, an inspiring direct speech on the need to confront radical ideology and the president's hopes for a peaceful vision of Islam, end quote. On Thursday, he will meet with leaders of the European Union before moving on to meetings with NATO, an organization that he once described as, quote, obsolete. Aides agree that with what's going on in Washington, this is a good time for the president to establish himself as a leader with global vision. But according to a report in the New York Times, Mr. Trump has just skimmed the briefing books he was given in advance and continues to focus most of his attention on the chaos in the White House. This week, Foreign Policy magazine reported that NATO leaders are frantically preparing to, quote, Trump-proof, end quote, the upcoming meeting. An anonymous source was quoted as saying, it's like they're preparing to deal with a child, someone with a short attention span and mood, someone who has no knowledge of NATO and no interest in in-depth policy issues, end quote.
You're listening to a membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. Our volunteers work hard every day to bring you this coverage of local, national, and international news. So now it's your turn. Joining us now are Jenka and Ani to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KBOO on our spring membership drive. This is News and Public Affairs Day, 8 a.m. or 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. We've had news and public affairs all day, and we've just loved the support that's come in for our news and public affairs programming. Join your friends and neighbors and become a member of this powerful radio community. I'm Jenka, here with Ani. This is our spring membership drive. This is the time when we come to you and we ask for your support. If you could do $10 a month, we can give you a Democracy Now! T-shirt. Wear your support for independent journalism from Democracy Now! And support the only really independent journalism that's here on the airwaves. So you hear the carefully selected programming and you hear these stories that are produced by volunteer reporters right here in our studios. The number to call to support this work and to support this station at this crucial moment is 877-500-5266 or go online kboo.fm.
That's right. The time is now for you to jump on in and let us know that you're there, you're listening to KBOO, and that you give a damn about your world, that you want to make the world a better place, that you are a person of action, that you want to participate. You don't just want to passively consume the media. You are listening to KBOO News because you care about what's going on in your own backyard and you care about what's going on in the world. And with your contribution to KBOO, your membership to KBOO, you know that you are doing your part to make a difference. Call us at 877-500-5266. There is a very, you know, it's just a little expense. If you think about $10 a month, it's 33 cents a day. You can get that Democracy Now! Shirt, as Jenka was talking about. It adds up to $120 over the course of a year. It's just a small expense, but it does so very much. Consider KBOO's place in your day, how it enriches us, how it informs us, how it brings us together, how it inspires us. It's worth something. Is it worth 33 cents a day? I think it is. Call us at 877-500-5266 and become a member of KBOO today or renew your membership to KBOO today. You can do that in a sustaining membership, $10 a month, or you can call in right now with your gift of $120. Again, it's your membership to KBOO. You become an active part of this community resource. You become a part of KBOO Community Radio. We are one of the very oldest independently operated community radio stations in the country. We are listener supported. We've been doing this for 49 years. And with your support, we will continue to do it another 49 years. Please call us right now at 877-500-5266. Maybe you've been listening for a while, but you haven't yet made that decision to join us. Please, this is that time. We're talking to you. It's time to call. It's time to donate. It's time to contribute and become a member of KBOO. It's time to take an active role in your media, in your independent media resource. We call that KBOO, your very own community radio station. Call us 877-500-5266.
You know, this is a station where you hear consistent quality journalism, real journalism, not like you'll get on the infotainment channels, but journalism that digs deep into the issues, that follows the money, that tracks local issues, that actually is out there on the street talking to the people who are involved and who are impacted by the policies made by policymakers in ivory towers. You are listening to that on KBOO because this is the only station that brings it to you. This is the station that's here in your community, that's supportive of your community, and that is there for you day after day. Speaking to you, not for you. We appreciate your opinion. We have something for everybody. This is a community station, and that's the whole point of it, is that this is a community effort. It's like a co-op. It's like you join the co-op with your membership, and you are then an owner of it. Well, you can be an owner of this radio station. If you're wondering what's happening behind us in the background, those are volunteers answering phones. This is a membership drive. This is the time when we ask for your support for community radio. This is the way this station is funded. Everybody putting in their $20 a month, their $50 a month, their $100 $10 a month. All of those subscriptions then add up to this station's budget. This is how it works. It all comes together and makes this amazing project possible for 49 years. And we're going to keep it going another 49 years. We just need your support right now. It's so important that you give right now and support News and Public Affairs Day and say, yes, I appreciate a locally produced newscast that's based right here in my community. The number to call, 877-500-5266. You know, you might be stuck in traffic. Pull over. Or maybe you're just waiting for a bridge to close or something in this center of Portland, and you have a moment to call. Do it right now. Support this station. 877-500-5266.
That's right. It is all about taking that moment out of your day and doing something that is so powerful, deceptively simple, as I've been saying. It is such a powerful action to pick up the phone and make this your moment to become a member of KBOO Community Radio, knowing that you are doing your part to keep the microphone amplified for so many voices that need to use it so that we can inform each other, inspire each other, and keep each other together as we create a much better world. Together, the KBOO way. Call us right now. Become a member, 877-500-5266.
And now we hear the latest in worker-related news from our friends at laborradio.org.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News, a Diversified Media Enterprises production. I'm Doug Cunningham. The AFL-CIO says renegotiating NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, offers potential for progress for workers, but a good outcome is far from guaranteed. AFL-CIO President Rich Trumka says working people have set a high standard for what we need in a NAFTA renegotiation. Among them are elevation and effective enforcement of workers' rights and environmental standards, eliminating excessive corporate privileges, prioritizing good jobs, and safeguarding democracy. Republicans generally claim to hate government regulations, but tend to want to tightly regulate or abolish union rights, most often with the goal of weakening labor unions financially and politically. One case in point is H.R. 1461. That anti-union bill by Texas Republican Representative Jody Arrington seeks to weaken and cripple AFGE, the union representing VA workers. AFGE President David Cox Sr. says this bill undermines both federal workers and Veterans Administration health care. H.R. 1461 attacks official time, a collective bargaining agreement that allows VA workers and AFGE time to work on official union business. It also goes after automatic dues deductions to attack AFGE's finances. Cox says official time is one of the best ways for federal employees to bring forward evidence of waste, fraud, and abuse. Cox says AFGE uses official time to protect whistleblowers on issues large and small. Cox says AFGE is sick and tired of the witch hunt in Washington that's putting federal workers under attack. He says the sole intention of H.R. 1461 is to, quote, break the back of the union and undermine federal employees' rights at work. Cox says if Republicans really wanted to help the VA improve service to veterans, they would move quickly to fill the 49,000 job openings at the VA. Workers and their supporters, including New York State lawmakers, rallied in New York City Thursday against corporate use of forced arbitration contracts. They announced legislation to end the widespread use of forced arbitration contracts that decimate worker and consumer rights to access the courts when dealing with wage theft, discrimination, fraud, and exploitation. A new report called Justice for Sale, How Corporations Used Forced Arbitration to Exploit Working Families, lays out the problem. Corporations used forced arbitration contracts to stack the deck in their favor in disputes. They take away the right of workers and consumers to pursue justice in the courts, forcing them into corporate-designed binding arbitration systems instead. The New York legislation is called the Empowering People in Rights Enforcement Worker Protection Act. It would extend the reach of public enforcement of worker and consumer protections. Backers of the legislation in New York say it would ensure that employee whistleblowers can take companies that violate New York's labor laws to court. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
For the first time ever, a public policy polling survey found that more voters are in favor of impeaching President Trump than are opposed to it. The poll, released Tuesday morning, revealed that 48% of voters support impeaching Trump, while just 41% do not. The poll also found that a slightly higher percentage of voters, 45%, do not think Trump will complete his term in office, while only 43% believe he will. 12% aren't sure whether Trump will serve the full 4 years. Trump's approval numbers also continue to be dismal, with only 40% approving of the job he's doing as president and 54% disapproving. In a further blow to Trump's self-esteem, the survey found that 13% of Trump voters wish former President Barack Obama were still president, and 10% of Trump voters wish Hillary Clinton had won.
You're listening to the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. If you'd like to be part of the KBOO News crew, call or stop by the station. We'd love to have you on our team. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Ray Bodwell and Ricky King. The producer is Ray Bodwell. Special thanks to Eric Takeoff and the Oregon News Service. Our engineer is Jenna Yokoyama, and the KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Zelos Marchant. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/evening news. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at KBOO News. You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220 HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Linda Olson Osterlund.
And I'm Ruben Lawrence. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO, at 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, it's the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show. Abe and Joe welcome alternative radio host David Barsimian to the KBOO studio and will take your calls. At 9, Alternative Radio presents Lessons from Mississippi on activism from Kali Akuno, co-founder and co-director of Cooperation Jackson. At 10, Chris Andre holds Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support. If you're not a member, you can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate.
Besides repeat.